India, more than you're led to believe. This is the podcast where you'll find useful information about India. Hello, fellow students. Welcome to the last episode of the India, more than you're led to believe in podcast. The podcast for everyone who wants to enhance their knowledge and reduce their stereotypes. We provide you with interesting topics about India, which are not unrelated to you as you might think. Today's topic is about the Kashmir War. Ukraine and Russia, it's all over the news nowadays. Whether if it's because of the old or new conflicts, corrupted politicians, or lack of resources. Everybody is interested because it's happening in the present and could escalate anytime soon. But what is with the conflicts and wars that already escalated? Almost everybody knows about the World War I and II, Syria and Afghanistan, but not that many people have heard about India and Pakistan, or to be more precise, the Kashmir conflict. Dear fellow students, in today's episode, I'm going to talk about the war that is still present and that separated India and Pakistan. I will be covering up points like where Kashmir is located, also something about its history and why is it even the Kashmir conflict, not just a war between India and Pakistan. You better sharpen your ears, because I will be talking about three wars that broke out in the region of India and Pakistan. And to know more about it, I'll introduce you to the Bill of Independence and how it changed the lives of South Asians. In the end, I will discuss why the war didn't end and what the future for India and Pakistan looks like or could be. Now, Pakistan is located in southern Asia and it borders with Indian Sea on the south, Iran and Afghanistan on the west, India on the east, and China on the north. The area of Pakistan is accumulated to two of Germany's, or to be more precise, it's accumulated to 882 square kilometers. Now that we know where Pakistan is, let's see where India is. India is located on the west of Pakistan, so it's also on the southern border of Asia. On the east we have Bangladesh, and the north we have Nepal and China. The area of India is equivalent to 3.5 Pakistans, and to be more precise, it's 3.29 million square kilometers. And now the question is, where is Kashmir and what does it have to do with these two countries? Kashmir is located on the northern border of India and Pakistan and on the south border of China. Kashmir doesn't only go by Kashmir, it's actually the two countries, Jammu and Kashmir, but during this podcast I will be referring for them to as one, as Kashmir. Now that we know the location of these three countries, we should take a look into its history and to see what happened there that actually led to the conflict of Kashmir. Area of Pakistan and India was ruled by many forces in the history, but three made the difference. Area of Pakistan and India was ruled by many forces in the history. Three of these forces made a huge impact on this area. First were Arabia and Turkey, and they left their religion Islam on these parts of the continent. Then after them came Maurya Empire, and their religion was the Hindu. And then for a long time, Hindus and Muslims were living alongside. But in a time of expansion, the British Empire came and made their colonies there. But now the main question is, how did it actually come to the war and the conflict? As we know, the British Empire was the last force that took control of the region. But the conflict didn't start because of the British Empire. The conflict actually started way, way earlier. And the conflict actually started between the two religions of Islam and Hindu. The Hindus had actually a great life. In that part and at that time, they were the superior ones. But the Muslims didn't have it that easy. They were segregated and they didn't have much education. Hindus were even supported by the British Empire because their religion was seen as the majority. And comparing it to Islam, that was seen as the minority of the religions, they didn't really have many chances to survive. Now, everything escalated in 1947 when the British Emperor tried to separate India from Britain. The reason for this action of separation was a lack of money due to the World War II. Not everything went smoothly as planned. Due to a group segregation, the land had to be divided in two, one part for Muslims and one for Hindus. Now, even though there were conflicts in the country, the act is actually the one that started the war between two nations. More or less, everything went smoothly while dividing the area. Even Bangladesh was given to Pakistan, even though Bangladesh is located on the west of the India, so basically on the other side of Pakistan. But their only problem was Kashmir, because it was important for both religions. But one man that actually kinda helped the situation was the ruler of Kashmir. His name was Maharaja Hari Singh, and he said he would join India and not Pakistan, but with some certain conditions. His wishes, or to be more precise, conditions, were that his part in politics and economy of India and Kashmir, but India had to deal with Kashmir's defenses and external affairs. But now, what did actually happen to the Muslims that were living inside Pakistan and India? Or what happened to the Hindus that were living in Pakistan? And now this is where this situation gets brutal. Because of the hate of these two religions, the men from one religion raped the woman from other religion. Many people were killed. Family members were killed in front of each other. Now all the Muslims had to leave India and all Hindus had to leave Pakistan. And many people were killed or died from starvation on their way to the new country. Actions from both sides were brutal. Some mothers had to leave their children behind. The main issue is that no country wants to leave Kashmir to the other one. Nowadays, there is a line of control because there are groups of barbaric people, terrorists and extremists that are trying to capture Kashmir for their land. The main issue of Kashmir is standing in the middle of both countries, but it neither belongs to India or Pakistan. And comparing Kashmir's situation 70 years ago and today, we can see that actually nothing changed, because people are still getting shot at. There are a lot of protests going on in Kashmir because the people there don't really want to belong to any of these countries, they just want to have the Kashmir for themselves. But the politicians from both of India and Pakistan don't really want to settle it, because they both want to have Kashmir for themselves. So we can actually say that the circle of Kashmir is never ending, and it's pulling more people in it every single day. I have to be honest, this whole situation makes me sad, because looking at my life, or I think I can actually speak for almost everybody listening to this, we actually have a perfect life. We have food on our table, there is no war, there is no conflicts, we don't have to fear to go outside and play or to meet with our friends. We have chance and education, we can get a job, we can live a normal life, we can even start our family. What compared to the people down there? They have nothing from that. They are feared to go outside, they can't go play. Kids losing their parents. People are just violated and starving. This is all from this episode of the podcast India, More Than You're Led to Believe. My name is Leo, and I hope you learned something today.